Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There were four subs in total.
Yeah.
We're not going to discuss all four of them. We're going to spend the entire next sort of 6 minutes talking about Harvey Elliott.
Yeah.
Because once again, like, full disclosure, I was relatively surprised and half clamouring for him to start this game and was therefore surprised that he didn't. But he is just brilliant. And I know for a fact he hates it, but he is very much becoming like this super sub. This impact sub that just finds a way of influencing games off the bench, because he's the game changer once again. He spoke about it earlier on the season. Like, he sits on the bench. He doesn't just sit on the bench and always be annoyed that he's on the bench. He watches the game, but he doesn't just watch the game and be like, okay, this is a game of football, isn't this pleasant? He watches it and works out where he can impact it when he comes on.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely outstanding. That's a really impressive quality to have. And it's worked again, because whatever he's working out or whatever he's thinking, it's happening for him, because he's coming on time and time again and having an effect.
Yeah, I thought he was great. He was offering not quite the Salah role, because he like Salah, but a bit more withdrawn, where he's cutting inside, he's going outside. Salah's become more of a creator as he's got older, and Elliott was that today.
Mm-hmm.
Good cross for the Nunez goal. I think he does well for the Diaz goal. I don't know if it's a bit of luck on the deflect, but
it's the right option, at least.
He's drilled it in a way where it's going to create a chance, so he's doing the right thing. It is a bit frustrating for him. I'm sure he doesn't want to be pigeonholed as a super sub, but if he's doing that, if he's sitting on the bench and thinking, oh, I've seen a bit of a weakness in there, he doesn't like it if you do this, this guy gets too tight, this guy, then I think that's a really great quality to have in a footballer, if it's someone who can analyse. And I think that's been his great strength, is analysing what's needed in a game. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's impetus, sometimes it's running, sometimes it's running at people, causing them problems. Sometimes it's just, I'm just going to play some nice slick passes and I'm not going to try and beat anyone. I'm not going to try anything because we're 2-0 up and we're seeing the game out. So what, like, he seems to know when he comes off the bench exactly what to do. So if he continues to be really good off the bench, as annoying as that might be for him, that's brilliant for Liverpool. I think the last maybe few weeks he's not quite been at the level that he was.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a few starts thrown in there. He starts the other Burnley fixture, doesn't he?
Yes,
I seem to remember him doing well on that day.
Yeah, he did play well.
He
has started games and played well as well. It's important to remember that, because I think there is a chance that at some point in the season we could all just say, oh, hasn't Harvey Elliott been great off the bench, and we kind of forget about the starts that he's made.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of games where that hasn't been quite been the case as well, I think it's fair to say. But again, he's so influential, he's so impactful from the bench today. And I think a lot of it is down to what you've said there in terms of how he analyses what's going on and what's required and how he can have a say on sort of the input and the outcome of a game. But it's also his energy that he offers from the bench, because he is so energetic, and he is that Duracell bunny that's just buzzing around everywhere. He constantly wants to be on the ball. He constantly wants to make things happen. He never shies away. He never shirks any challenge. You can give him the ball in any area and he will try and have something positive, do something positive with it. And today was no exception with that. Obviously plays 45 minutes, gets the assist, as we mentioned. Quite unlucky not to get two, to be honest. 41 touches, 85% passing accuracy, one key pass, of course. Successful with 3 out of 4 long balls, wins some duels while he's at it, has a shot blocked. Just a really good all round game.
He switches playing nicely at one point, doesn't he? Where there's somebody running down the left hand side, and he
chooses the right option, because we were mentioning a moment ago with Diaz, and he doesn't choose the right option. Elliot very, very rarely gets that wrong, because again, the two assists, albeit one's been taken away, he could easily go for goal, probably on both of them, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think he could easily have a shot.
I thought he was going to, because he'd had a shot earlier on, which I think it was deflected wide or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, picks the right option. I don't know if this is just me growing up in terms of English players. Maybe it's this newer generation who've grown up watching the likes of Thierry Henry and Ronaldo and, you know, Suarez, Fernando Torres, whatever. It still seems a rare thing to me to find an English player who's like, I've got two people right by me, but I don't care, because they're just so comfortable getting the ball back to goal, even if it's just laying it back to where it is, but not having that pressure of like, oh, I'm being closed down, I don't know what to do, oh, I've given the ball away. That's the thing that's always struck me about him, is he never seems worried on the ball. He never seems... He seems to... maybe not quite slow the game down, but well, maybe to an extent, you know, he always seems to have that presence of mind on the ball. But really well done to him today. I thought, you know, up there with our best. We need to do a rating, don't we?
Yeah, we do need to do a rating. And just before we do that, absolutely agree with everything you said, by the way, but also in our Discord, nigh on everyone gave him man the match today, including Cy Benstead, Gandhi 808, John P, Ashley Frith went for Elliot, Orendo, Santa Rasta, I'm not going to read the rest out as ever, Elliot, he said, Joanne as well.
Is it unsuitable
Elliot.
For broadcast?
It's unsuitable for broadcast, right, okay. Paul 97, Elliot, so as I say, almost exclusively Harvey Elliott shout in the man match in the Discord, and no surprise whatsoever. And given the fact that he's only 20, like, me and Steve touched on this earlier on, like, yeah, he'll be absolutely desperate to start more games of football for us, of course he will, but we do need to remember he's a 20-year-old kid.
He's got another possibly 15 years of that.
And he's playing 45 minutes, he's playing 30-minute cameos, he's playing football for Liverpool Football Club, who currently sit top of the Premier League, and he's 20 years old. Like, we're all looking at it from the outside looking in. I'm sure he's having the same thoughts, and he might be having the same conversations about, say, do you know what, I'd rather start XYZ games. But the fact he's doing what he's doing right now is absolutely massive. And it's great for him, because ultimately he's also a Red.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. And if you look back on, there aren't that many, well, there's a few notable exceptions, like Pelé playing at a World Cup final when he's 17, or Rooney, Owen. There are exceptions, but there's a lot of really, really quality players who weren't starting for a club like Liverpool at the age of 20 every week. So I think it's a really big ask to... And, you know, you could say he deserves to start more games than he does, but that's just a testament to the quality that we've managed to find in midfield in the last, however long it is, 9 months or whatever. Yeah. Since McAllister signed, basically.
No, absolutely. But he's very much a part of that in one way, shape or form. As I say, it doesn't mean he starts every week, but he certainly has a say every week, Harvey Elliott, and more power and credit to him.
And what are we giving him?
We haven't rated him after all. I always do that, you know, when we do the big build-up on a player, I always forget to actually give them a number. And for me, he's man of the match, and I would probably give him a 8.5.
I was thinking 8.5, yeah. I should have said it with authority, shouldn't I?
I didn't say it with any authority or whatever. We were on the same wavelength, though, which is a nice way to finish.
8.5.
There you go.
There we go. The authority.
Authority. Bang. Done.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.